Christians in Iraq aren't happy about talk of troop withdrawal. A new partnership's been formed to help the persecuted church, and a prison ministry's taking spiritual warfare to a new level. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. senators voted overwhelmingly to debate a measure demanding U.S. troops leave Iraq by March 2008. If approved, it would almost certainly be vetoed by President Bush. This is a concern to Christians working there. Charles, who works with Partners International in northern Iraq, says if it happens, it won't be good.
The chaos in Iraq is going to intensify. And what that will mean for us primarily is more refugees, especially Christians, feeling that it's time for them and their families to get out.
Charles is hoping the chaos won't affect their work in the north, which is nothing short of amazing.
Partners International has helped start three schools working with our partner ministry who are now enrolling children in a Christian curriculum and actually learning about Jesus, and they're 95% from a Muslim Kurdish background.
They need financial help with building another school. Go to our website to give. Next, it's been a very difficult year for Hope Givers International. Its chief aid recipient, Emmanuel Mission International, had their licenses revoked while staff leaders were arrested. As a result, many orphans were forced out of their care by opponents. Licenses have been reinstated, and they're now awaiting the return of these children, says Hope Givers Michael Glenn.
We lost literally probably 1,500 of our 2,000-plus students in the main orphanage in Kota, but they're coming back, and now we're over 700 there. And we do have concern. We know that they can be pushed into prostitution or boys thrown out on the street to be beggars or pickpockets.
While work continues in Rajasthan, Glenn says moving their national headquarters to Delhi will help future oppression.
We're finding out more and more that now the national government and other religious leaders are better aware of who we are, what we're about. We have to stand together strong to face the enemy as the persecuted church.
The trouble hit them financially, too. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. 15 organizations have joined together to help the persecuted church. Open Doors USA, Voice of the Martyrs, and the World Evangelical Alliance are just some of the groups that have joined to form the Religious Liberty Partnership. The network will meet annually to coordinate efforts, communicate the needs of the persecuted church, and to pray together. Through this unique network, they believe the suffering church can receive more relevant help than ever before. Next, Crossroad Bible Institute is taking spiritual warfare to a new level inside prisons in the U.S. They now have more than 40,000 active students, even though Islam is the fastest growing religion among inmates. President of Crossroad Bible Institute, David Scheringa, says this growth is due to the battles going on there.
The cults are extremely active these days in the prisons, as well as Satanism and Wicca. So the front lines of spiritual warfare definitely are occurring in America's prisons, you know, which typifies, of course, our culture and the culture wars that we're in.
Some inmates first joined to receive letters the instructors are sending. Scheringa says,
I think it's very possible that you'll have people who are not committed Christians yet who take the course, but then they get hooked on God's word and with the love of God's people in those letters and find out it's the real deal.
Volunteer instructors are always needed. And mixed response is what describes what's happening with three of the languages Transworld Radio broadcasts to in Nigeria. There are few Christians and no formal churches among the 5 million Kunari speakers, a few more believers in a church plant among the Hausa, and many are turning to Christ among the 25 million Yoruba speakers, and churches are growing. TWR will soon be broadcasting from Benin, bordering Nigeria, which will enhance their work. Pray they go on the air as planned. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.